Welcome to episode 243 of Tadodagawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in 90 seconds. But before that, let's check out who the bookbinder of the week is. Mark Carkram of Studio 5 in England has a YouTube channel with 5 videos. He has a blog at studio5bookbindinganddarts.blogspot.com. But he seems to be most active on Facebook as Studio 5 Book Arts. He has a vast amount of knowledge about bookbinding, and it is available on all those places. Plus, he has made a binding for a Booker Prize finalist, Salman Rushdie's Quixote. Mark Cockrum at Studio 5 Book Arts. Check him out. What have I been doing in bookbinding? Well, that's a very short answer. The short answer is nothing. I moved, I set up, I organized, I've rearranged again, and I'm all set to do something, but I don't have the time. I'm doing other things that I'll talk about when I get to the fiction, and that is probably the most industrious part of my life right now. So, no bookbinding, on to fiction. In fiction, I am doing 2 things. I am editing a book, and I am finishing writing a book simultaneously. The one thing I'm doing is editing The Priests of Hiroshima. The Priests of Hiroshima is my novel that takes place in 2 or 3 different times, back to when Gutenberg was working in the 1450s, back earlier when someone in China was inventing movable type, and in the present. When the 2 main characters, Calvado from the first book called Calvado, and a student from Hiroshima, meet in Istanbul and discover time travel and go back to see Gutenberg, etc., I'm working on it to make it stronger, deeper, and more exciting, and more intense. This is an advantage it has over the other book, which is Heart of November. Heart of November is mostly finished, let's say 70% finished, and I'm still working on it, and I'm writing it every day. I'm working a little bit more and more, and it takes place in 3 time areas. The main character, who has no name yet, he's called He. As a high school student, he goes to the Congo and gets involved in a variety of sex trafficking and drugs and violence. And then he returns back to his high school to continue his life. And in his life, he marries a woman that he knew since, I think it was 6th grade. And we see him in the Congo as a high school student, getting involved with sex trafficking, drugs, and violence. Then we see him as a young man, starting out on his first job as an English teacher. He also becomes an antique book buyer and seller. So we see him become that. And in the involvement of becoming that, he has to travel to England, and he meets a variety of people. And he finds a variety of books, and he gets involved in some intrigue in trying to find a particular book. This sounds like a Johnny Depp movie. But it's not. It's a book, and it has lots of references to, yes, Heart of Darkness. So we see him in 3 parts of his life. As a young person in elementary school, and then in the Congo as a high school student, and then as he's growing up as a English teacher in some university, and then moving more towards buying and selling antique books and the intrigue he gets involved there. This book is not finished, so I don't know how it's going to end up. So I'm working on editing The Priests of Hiroshima, which is book 3 of the Calvado Quintet. Book 4 is The Idiot Runs, and book 5 is The Venetian Slime Woman, all of which will be coming soon. Meanwhile, I'm writing Heart of November. The 2 things I'm doing this week in my little office, now that I've moved in, I'll probably start working more on books in the next week or so, because I have one on my desk that needs to be cased in, and I have one I want to case in. I have plans. I hope I finish them. Thanks for listening. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.